Welcome to the Salon Professional Podcast, brought to you by Evolve Salon Systems. If you are in the professional salon industry, this podcast was created for you. We are going to talk about everything from trending topics, motivation, business savvy, and bring you incredible guests along the way. If you love what you're hearing, please hit that subscribe button and definitely leave us a review. Thanks so much for tuning in. Welcome to the Salon Professional Podcast. I am not only your host, Lisa Bean, I am also your guest today. And we are going to be talking about marketing ideas, fabulous, fantastic marketing ideas for hair salons and hairstylists and solopreneurs in 2021. What has been working in 2021? And I'm going to share some great advice with you. Some of it is tried and true, and some of it is brand new. And I swear to God, I did not mean to make a rhyme there. So I am just going to go ahead and dig into this. And our first bit of marketing advice is to get your hair salon listed on Google Maps. This is not something new. It is not a new innovative idea, but it is an absolute necessity, and it's free. It's first on the list because if you're not listed on Google Maps, you really can't easily share your salon's location with your clients, and Google Maps is the best way to attract nearby customers who are searching online for hair salon services in their area. So think about this. I just moved to a new area and I'm searching for everything new, like everything new in my life, right? And I'm using Google search. If the business is not verified on Google Maps, it's not going to be the first business to pop up. It's really super duper important that you do this. So I'm going to go through the very easy couple steps, but if you want to dig more into Google and really optimizing and SEO and even further into Googling your business, we have an episode that we recorded with 3 Emerald Marketing. She's amazing. And I'm going to put a link to that in the show notes so you can go back and revisit it because she really digs deep into this. But I want you to think of Google as the number one way for you to get clients in your door. This is the number one way. So the first step is to go to Google My Business website and to create an account if you haven't done so. And this Google My Business is just a place where people add their business to appear on Google Maps. You're going to create an account, fill in your business information, and then you're going to ask to be verified. And it's that simple. This is your key to getting people that are searching for businesses like yours nearby. That's the most important thing. People that are near you. This is going to be the way for you to be popping up, at the top of the list. Because if you're not at the top of the list, honestly, people are not scrolling far. Okay, so marketing tip one is to make sure you're verified on Google Maps. Number two, you want to use online reviews to your advantage. Okay, reviews help people decide whether they're gonna come to your business or not, and it's definitely the online version of word of mouth. 88% of consumers trust online reviews as much as personal recommendations. So that is incredible. People rely on that just as much as their best friend telling them where to go. Now, the thing is, you have to be able to get reviews, right? So you have to ask people for them. Honestly, they're not just like, oh, I had a great service, I'm gonna go leave a review. That very rarely happens. So it either has to happen in a text message that they get after with a link to review you, an email thanking them, maybe it's with the receipt, and then a link to reviewing. But you have to nudge them. Or you could simply ask them in person, like, if you loved your experience today, would you kindly leave a review? Like that sort of thing. People are happy to do it. They just need to be reminded. Think about all the places you visit every day. You have a great experience that you never leave a review. But if somebody asks you, you'll do it, right? So, and believe me, if somebody has a bad experience, that's the first thing they think of. So you don't want to be cluttered up with bad reviews. You want to make sure you have a lot of great reviews. So definitely ask for them. An extra little tidbit that you can do with these online reviews. Take the verbiage and put them on a nice branded template that matches your social media aesthetic, right? And you can also then take those templates and turn them into an Instagram Reels or a TikTok video featuring all those reviews with a fun, like, here's the buzz about Salon ABC. So you can have a lot of fun with this. So there's a lot that you can do with these online reviews. Next, we're going to talk technology. We've got two pieces to this. You have to offer convenient booking. You have to be able to be reachable by phone, by email, by contact form from your website, and by online booking. It's the best marketing advice I can give you today is to make sure you are not creating what Craig Michaud calls friction for people to get in your door. So you want to get more appointments from existing clients, right? And you're also going to get new clients by doing this. So think about somebody goes in the Google search. They find your salon because you pop up on the top because you made sure to go and make sure you were verified on Google My Business. They see some great pictures that they love and they want to book an appointment with you, but it's 10 o'clock at night and you don't have online booking. It's going to be a missed opportunity because they're going to click somewhere else where they can book online. It's just a fact. So you've got to have your online booking up, ready, and convenient for people. Next, you want to send text message reminders for appointments. Hair salons lose about 20% of their revenue due to no-shows. Clients often forget about their hair appointments. It totally happens. And you can absolutely reduce the no-show rate to almost zero by sending appointment reminders. This appointment reminder is also your insurance policy for your cancellation policy. If you really think about it, like, you know what? We sent you there, you know, several reminders, like blah, 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 right? Here's the thing. I love getting those text message reminders. We're all busy and running in 1,000 directions. So people love getting them. It's a huge convenience and it'll reduce your no-show risk. So make sure your online booking is turned on and make sure you are sending out text message reminders for your appointments. We do have wonderful software, if I do say so myself, the Evolve Salon System software powered by Rosie. It's incredible and every month it seems like it just gets better and better with new incredible features. If it's something you want to look into, I've got in the show notes a link to a free trial. Or if you just want to ask questions, send us an email and we will absolutely answer any questions. So if you're looking for great software, we've got it. Okay, our next marketing tip is to impress with your Facebook and Instagram profiles. There is absolutely no hair salon marketing strategy without social media. Whether you love it or hate it, and I want to preface this, I told you guys I'm a social media director for Evolve Salon Systems, so you probably think like I'm on social media every second. I am for business on social media a lot, but not in my personal life. So I'm not like one of those people that's like glued to social media, but I know the power of it and I know how it can help drive business. And I know how it can also help keep current clients engaged, right? Because they get excited when they see your social posts and they see product videos and they see their stylist showing how to style hair. And it just creates a loyalty too. So clients and potential clients expect hairstylists to have images of their work on their pages. And this is going to be your online portfolio, right? So posting on social media is free. It doesn't have to be super hard. It can be time consuming. And I can totally agree with you on that. And we'll have a whole episode about batching content and some time-saving solutions for you guys. I will have that coming up for you soon. But some of the things that you can do is you can text clients their pictures from the photo shoot with your Instagram handle and ask them to tag you. This is a free opportunity for your work to be featured on their page with a picture you obviously approve of. And it's a free advertisement. They put your name on it. Their whole social circle is seeing it. So probably a lot of those people are people that live in your community. So this is 1,000%. What's really cool about this is that you're in control of the pictures. Then you're sending them a text and you're like, you know, sending them a nice message, like thanking them for their time that day. And then, you know, it's the best selfie they're going to post, right? So definitely, definitely, definitely use social media to do that. Send hair care and styling tips after new appointments as well. That's another really good one. So I really think it's important on your social media channels that you have a really great profile picture. If you're a salon location, I would like to see your logo in high res. If you're a stylist, I would like to see your beautiful self because when in a nice high resolution professional looking picture, because what's great about that is it starts to build trust when I can see your face. It builds an immediate trust. You want your profiles to be filled with all kinds of things from befores and afters of your work, styling tips and tricks, product videos, your promotions, all of it, right? And it sounds like, oh my God, I need, that sounds like another career, but I'm going to teach you in a future episode how to batch out content. So don't be overwhelmed. You know, definitely have hairstyling tips, seasonal hair tips, all kinds of things. And then whatever your sort of specialty is, post a lot about that too. And then always show the love on your social. It's great to share pictures of your clients, thanking them, you know, how much you enjoyed your experience with them, all that kind of stuff. So impress with your Facebook and Instagram profiles. My next tip is to provide loyalty cards and programs. It is 6 to 7 times more expensive to attract a new customer than it is to retain an existing one. So that stat is from business2community.com. So to hold on to your existing clients, you know, you've worked really hard to get them, offer a loyalty program that will keep them happy. It could be anything from, you know, like a simply as like a punch card, or if you have an app for your salon where, you know, buy 9 products, get the 10th free. It could be like after, you know, 5 haircuts, your 6th one is half price, or you get a free bottle of hairspray on your 6th visit. Get creative. It doesn't have, you know, whatever it is you want to do. I'm not telling you what you have to do, but this is a great way to really keep business. And I know this is going to sound silly, but my car wash does this. And I get so excited because I get a free wash after 9. I'm like, oh my God, I get so excited. I won't go anywhere else. I always wait to go there. So it definitely does like build loyalty. So consider something like that. Also, going back to the referral program, you know, it can be draining sometimes to promote yourself. And, you know, a lot of people have lost clients after what we've gone through with the pandemic. So, you know, help, you can have your clients that love you help promote you, right? So have them, you know, readied with, you know, referral cards, really talk to them about the program, whatever it is that you offer. Know your programs, know your loyalty programs, and know your referral programs. You know, 9 times out of 10, I go into a salon and I'm like, do you guys have a referral program? And everyone sort of looks at me blankly and they're like, yeah, I think we do have one. I think it's something like, I don't know, maybe somebody gets $20 off or something. Really know your programs. And I'm not saying that to be insulting or anything like that, but like, if you know your programs, you can really be effective and you're going to talk about them. And it's just so important. And who better to promote you than your raving clients? So really revisit the referral program and some kind of loyalty program. You can also just have some kind of loyalty program that you track through your software system as well. It doesn't have to necessarily be any kind of printed punch card, but honestly, those punch cards are so much fun, and you can design something really cute on Vistaprint. And also when somebody sees it in their wallet, they kind of get excited and it like reminds them of you. Maybe it's to book that next appointment. So a couple more tips here. We've got partner up with other local businesses. I love this. This brings such a sense of community, but it opens up your business to like that whole other business's audience. So connect with other businesses locally that offer services that are complementary to your hair salon services. Like if you don't have an in-house makeup artist or, you know, anything like that, you can connect with a makeup artist. Wedding and event organizers, any wellness related businesses also make great partners. Any like fitness, yoga studios, fashion boutiques, just businesses that complement health and beauty. When you partner up with these businesses, you're going to absolutely expand your reach. Your partners are going to be promoting you just like you will be promoting them. You can like create a complete solution for any like a complete solution type of event, like maybe a beauty package, like maybe someone like buys 6 personal training visits, and like a beauty makeover, right? Like maybe you guys combine something like that. I mean, it doesn't have to be like that big, but it could be little things like that. You could partner with a makeup artist, photographer, anything like that for a wedding package. If you can get some kind of wedding planner on board, they're definitely someone that can bring in lots of appointments if you're their salon of choice. A great way to kick it off is to have like a giveaway. So I worked with a salon where we partnered with a local boutique that's across the way from them. And they got to enter to win a $50 boutique gift card and a haircut and blow dry. No, it was a wash and a blow dry style, because we didn't want people to think they couldn't enter if they already had a different stylist or something. So it's really fun. And what happened was they each business got a lot of new followers in their local community that weren't even aware of their business. So that's a great idea. So partner with other businesses. There's so many things you can do. You can partner with a boutique and have like a fashion show at your salon and do all the hair and makeup. And I mean, there's just so many exciting things that you can do. Now, don't yell at me. I know that we're, you know, in a pandemic situation and we can't have huge crowds and all that. So I'm not suggesting that. So I'm just saying you could do host little mini micro events and things like that too. But definitely start, like, write a list. Reach out to these businesses and let them know you'd love to partner with them and see what their ideas are as well. Maybe you can work up a promotion together. So I want you, in closing, to really take some time to consider the best marketing ideas for your business and how you want to promote yourself as a hairstylist. Create a marketing plan for your salon and just take action. Don't forget to be persistent. Most people give up in the first few weeks because they expect to see these amazing results like immediately. Being persistent is the key to success. So if you partner with a business and you're like, oh, we only got like 2 new clients. Well, that's 2 new clients you wouldn't have had, right? But keep that momentum going. Keep it going and going. Stay persistent and big things will happen. Don't give up. Like, do not give up. So I am so excited to hear like what plans you guys come up with. I will have my Instagram handle in here if you want to DM me. You can also DM me at Evolve Salon Systems on Instagram. If you have any questions, if you want to talk and need some help ironing out some details, totally here. Just DM me and reach out. I am here in the capacity of helping you guys to grow your businesses. So thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, not only am I here, like, you've got your Evolve sales consultant who are so well-trained and amazing, probably do a better job than me. You've got these team leaders that lead our teams that have such a wealth of knowledge. So anything you need support-wise, we are here. And I mean, if I do say so myself, I think we've got the most incredible boutique, wonderful brands that of any distributor out there. So if you want to learn more about who we are and what we do, please reach out. But thank you so much for taking the time to listen, and definitely leave me a message and let me know what your favorite idea was that you heard. Take good care, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into our podcast today. We hope you loved it as much as we enjoyed creating it for you. If you did, please take a screenshot of this episode and share it on your social channels. Share this podcast with your industry friends. And don't forget to leave us a review. If you have ideas for upcoming episodes that you'd like us to cover, or if you would like to be a guest on our podcast, email us at socialmedia@evolvesalonsystems.com. We look forward to hearing from you, and we love bringing you great content for our incredible industry.